Hi, this is Mike Dettillier, and you are listening to Flourish Truly with Tina and Georgette.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hey, my friend, how are you doing this beautiful week?
You know what? The weather is very pleasant up here, and we're celebrating the fact that we shut out the Raiders on the weekend. So I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you.
Yes, it was an awesome weekend. We did. We beat the Raiders. Nice trick-or-treat, Halloween special, whatever you want to call it. I have a feeling that that was not Dennis Allen on the sidelines. That was Dennis Allen's suit with Sean Payton underneath it. And he pulled out a bunch of tricks and treats for the Raiders.
I love that. I just find that hilarious and like just funny. And
there was a lot of costumes in that Superdome on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling there were a few on the sideline too.
Mm-hmm. You are
it was
not
a
wrong.
Really fun game. It was a fun game. And yes, we did shut them out. They looked horrible. They were able to contain Josh Jacobs, which was great because the guy has been just an absolute stud over the last 3 weeks. He's been averaging over 140 yards per game, and we were able to keep him under 50, which was awesome. So yeah, I was pleasantly surprised with our game plan and just everything, the way it came together. This week, obviously, we're playing on Monday night, so there's no game on Sunday. We're playing the Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to go back to this quickly because you and I talked about it. There was a lot of controversy over the 10 days off and Dennis Allen's decision to give the team some time off to recharge and reset. Those were his words. Mm-hmm. A lot of Saints fans disagree with it. Judging with their performance last week, I have to say, hey, Dennis knew something here. It was a complete game. The most negative thing I have to say was Will Lutz missing that kick, which kind of concerns me because he's usually so clutch. He's missed like five already for this year. So I'm a little concerned about that. But other than that, offense was clicking, you know, defense. I mean, we did lose Mark. He's got a sprain. He'll be out for a couple of weeks. But I mean, it was a complete game. And it's the first time this season that we played like that. So he had to have known something about giving them a couple of days. They said they were going to take it as a reset for the entire season because we are literally one game out of first place. That's how poor the NFC South is doing. Wow. So right now Falcons are sitting at 4-4 and we're tied with Tampa Bay. So this division is ours if we want it. We just got to clean up the mistakes and start. So yeah, we take on Baltimore. We are the underdogs. Play a game like you did on Sunday and you know, get another win. We'll talk about that next week.
Agreed. Listen, here's what I'm going to say about Sunday. It was, to your point, a complete game. There were no sacks for Andy. He was protected. He didn't make stupid decisions. Tyran has heard our slander and had one interception and was millimeters from a second. Mm-hmm. So you know we're going to see that again on Monday night. He is going to go after Lamar's deep throws. I will also say that there were very, very, very few missed tackles. I can't actually recall when standing out. They sacked Derek Carr. So the defense did their job. They had some swagger up there. We utilized Taysom Hill the way we should have been the previous week. You saw AK finally got his touchdowns. He got
not one, but not two, but three.
Yeah, he got three. So we did the run game. The only thing I'm going to say is that Andy is not our solution. And if we continue to see him week over week, and I understand and I'm prepared for the blowback from the fans that are anti-Jameis, but we have still not given that kid, and I know he's a man, but we have not given that lad the right opportunity when he's fully healthy with Dennis and our current group of receivers.
Correct. So 100%. Just because you're practicing fully doesn't mean you're 100% healthy. It means you're healthy enough to practice. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's followed football, and James had a lot of injuries, three injuries to be exact. I want to see him fully healthy. I would love to see Jarvis Landry. We still don't know the folks of his injury. He has been, did not practice. I would like to see in the perfect world, Mike and Jarvis and Jameis and Chris have a couple of weeks together and in practice and let him play a game and see what happens. I know everybody's saying, oh, you know, look how poorly he played. The offense is doing better under Andy. Well, yeah, heck, they are, because number one, when Jameis was hurt, Andy was practicing with the ones and twos. Number two, Andy isn't hurt. When Jameis played the first couple of games of the season, we were playing with, you know, injured Jameis. He wasn't 100%. He wasn't 80%. I don't even think I'd call him 60%. No, but I want you to think back to last year, you know, when he was throwing to buggy boys at Rouse's that were our wide receivers and what he's doing in the common numbers.
And what he was doing.
Think about that with a healthy Jameis. Now we have saying. Thank you. So that's how I feel. It seems to me the way Dennis came out in his statement last week and said, we're rolling with Andy until it doesn't work. To me, that seems pretty definitive unless Andy starts screwing up. And if he keeps playing like he played on Sunday, he's going to remain the starter for the rest of the year. And that's fine. I'm not anti-Andy. I don't feel like it's fair for our potential, especially given that we gave Jameis a 2-year contract to see what he can do when he's healthy. But he may not be healthy until after the bye week fully. I mean, who knows? We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. To kind of like roll with it at this point and just, hey, look, every week, you know, who's the best chance for us to win? If that's Andy this week, Jameis isn't healthy. Okay, let's roll through the Ravens. Let's roll through Pittsburgh. Let's roll through the Rams, San Francisco, you know, Tampa Bay, and then we got a bye week. Get them all healthy down the stretch. That's where you want, you know, and I think we're slowly getting there. We're slowly getting healthy. We just got bit hard by the injury bug way too early this season.
I'd agree. And I think that, you know, there were some members of the team that had some hard words for the guys after that fiasco in Arizona. And I think that if those leaders, and they don't all have the C on their jersey. I think if those leaders keep stepping up and keep holding each other accountable, we're going to see cleaner. And my hope is we continue to see these clean games. We only had like 3 penalties on Sunday. And I don't think any of them were defensive penalties. I think there was one holding. And it was a DPI because I was yelling at the television that wasn't DPI, but whatever. What do I know? But I think we were limited on our penalties. We were strong on offense. Andy was protected in the pocket. The defense was tackled. So I think if we continue that and those leaders keep stepping up and doing the things that, frankly, Dennis Allen should be doing, if that gets us to the end and we win the NFC South, because it's when we win the NFC South and we get to the playoffs, my hope is that we see a healthy Jameis and he comes out there. And even if they alternated between the two and really messed around with the opposing team, so they don't know who to count on in the moment, I'd be okay with that. Like, I want us to leverage Jameis when he's healthy. I want to see how that looks. Grabs.
Somebody's just got to go get it. Somebody's got to go take it and say they want it bad enough. So hope this is the reset recharge, you know, that we really needed. And you know, we'll just see what happens on Monday night. And, you know, just no more injuries, please.
Absolutely. And just before we move on to the other cool stuff that we have to talk about, you know, I know the Falcons fans are out there, you know, because they're our rivals, the like legitimate rivals. They're out there chirpity chirp. They need to understand, if not for the ridiculous penalty called against DJ Moore, they would not be in first place today. So they didn't go out there and like make a spectacle of themselves. Like they're so amazing with the football. They need to settle down.
That's something that a team that's like, you know, 5-1.
True story. Like, they need to settle down with the blah, 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 blah. Listen, the Steratore came out and said, shouldn't have been called. Like, it shouldn't have been called. Guy was not in the field of play. He took his helmet off. This is not a big deal. That game was over.
That's been the story of the season, though. Everybody shooting themselves in the foot. You're seeing Tampa Bay. You're seeing the Packers. You're seeing us. All these teams that, you know, should be 1, 2, 3 top in the conference. And, you know, they're not performing where they should be performing. And I mean, it's nobody's fault but themselves. So, you know, I'll give Tom Brady a small pass just because of the news of what's going on in his personal life. I mean, that's difficult, you know. So, but I mean, you know, he made that choice also to come back this year and play football. Did. So, but I mean, the Packers are like a hot mess.
Oh,
so the Saints on paper starting the season, should be sitting at 5-3, not 3-5 and running away with the division. But it's not too late. It really, I know everybody says it's never truly too late for anything in life, but in football, sometimes it is. In this case, it really isn't. Yes, we are, and you know, week 9 now, but yes, we actually can turn things around and take a hold of this division. We just have to show that we want it. So
agreed.
Moving on to teams that actually are showing up every week and doing it consistently. Our Pels are playing on Friday night. They are currently 4-2. They're playing Golden State. Pels look good. They've had a couple injuries, but yeah, they look good. This is a huge game in the boot. Baton Rouge this weekend. Everybody is talking about it. LSU, Bama, Bama, LSU. Crazy, 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 because LSU is 6-2, Bama's 7-1. Yeah. Bama's 6th ranked, LSU is 10th ranked. What a 180 has happened with the Tigers this season, because after that first loss, they wanted Brian Kelly's head on a platter.
Sure did.
You know, and if he beats Bama on, and I shouldn't say, I guess when he beats Bama on Saturday night, they're going to put a statue up. So yeah, huge game, and everybody's going to be paying attention to it. It's 6 o'clock. Yeah, Bama, LSU, and then of course Tulane actually plays early in the morning, and they're 7-1. Football sports in general in New Orleans is doing really well, for the exception of the Saints. But again, like I'm saying, I'm hoping that, you know, the tide has turned here. So it's exciting if, you know, you're a sports fan, football fan, because, you know, we've got the Pels Friday, we've got LSU and Tulane on Saturday. Saints don't play on Sunday, but it's a beautiful day for you to go out and go check out the Renaissance Festival in Hammond. This is its first weekend. It runs every weekend for 6 weeks in Hammond. Ooh. It's a super fun festival. If you follow me on social media, you can go read all about it. Every weekend they do a theme. They've got an artisan village. They've got food, costumes, exhibits, shows. It's a really cool event. Goes on, like I said, for 6 weeks every single weekend. The finale is in December with big fireworks. I know people who go to this event. I know people who actually participate in it. The costumes, it's not like some cartoon type thing you're thinking of. They very elaborate costumes and shows. Mm-hmm. Really cool event for kids. There's a lot for the entire family to do, not just kids, adults. There's got arts and crafts. Like I said, the food. So yes, if you're in the Hammond area, you can come check it out this weekend. It starts Saturday and Sunday for 6 weeks every weekend. It's the Renaissance Festival. Go check it out online. I've got the link. And then also the Baton Rouge Fair, which I had talked about briefly as well online. It's running. It concludes this weekend as well. It's I say the Baton Rouge Fair, but it's actually in Ascension Parish in Gonzales this year, because they're working on the fairgrounds in Baton Rouge should they hit the move locations. So we are now officially, I know it's technically not Christmas season because it doesn't really start until the day after Thanksgiving, me being a Christmas baby and I love Christmas, I say November 1st starts Christmas season. So all the Hallmark and Lifetime movies, and this is a really cool thing, and I'll be sharing them once they start to get on the schedule where you can DVR them, is a lot of them were taped in Louisiana this year. Of course, they film them in the spring and the summer, which you'd never know, because they just do such a great job with the production to make it look cold and the snow and everything. But yeah, we're running into that too. So there's going to be a lot of cool things. Fulton Street, the Christmas in the Oaks at City Park, but we'll be talking about it as time goes on. But yeah, we're in holiday season. I don't know about you, Georgette, as you're big into Christmas as I am.
So they've already started on our, with the Christmas movies already. We have a network called the W Network up here, and they are like the equivalent of the Hallmark Channel. Yep. And they've already started. In fact, there is a holiday movie playing at this very moment, Christmas in Cuddles or something
like that.
Something like that. Title.
I'm lit. I love them. I know they're all cheesy. I know at the end, the girl gets the guy, the guy gets the girl, you know, the family's back together, you know, happy ending, she gets the job. I know this. I understand that. But the world is dramatic enough to where I want to enjoy my little two and a half hours of happy Hallmark Lifetime movies. And yes, I did watch one last night.
You're so adorable. So listen, here's my take on it. I saw Halloween Ends on the weekend. I would continue to enjoy Fear Fest on AMC if they would continue to play it, but they're not going to. And I personally wait until after November 11th before I put up any Christmas. And my friends are laughing right this second when I use the following term, put up Christmas decorations. So this is where you and I diverge on the path, my friend.
I'm not allowed. So it doesn't matter. I can have to do it.
Festive.
I will listen to the Christmas songs. I will watch the Christmas movies, but I am not allowed to put up the Christmas stuff. One, because I can't get it, it's in the attic and Hubs has got to go up there and get it. But number two, that is the rule in our house. Christmas decorations do not go up until either Thanksgiving night or the day after. So I get vetoed on that, but yes, mm-hmm. he can't veto the Christmas movies and the Christmas music. So I'm all about that. But unfortunately, yeah, hilarious. The tree doesn't get, none of that gets to go up. So if I had my way and I could actually get in that attic and get that stuff though, well, he'd come home from work one day, he'd be surprised. It'd look like Jolly Festival in here. But that is not happening for at least 3 more weeks. So that's fine until Turkey Day. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight here on Floors Truly. I hope you have a fabulous week. As always, if you want to chime in on Christmas decorations, Christmas movies, the Saints, LSU, Pelicans, Renaissance Festival, you know, so many awesome things going on in this area, you can hit us up online. I'm Tina at The Nola Girl and at Floors Truly's account on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's Floors Truly Pod. And Georgette, you can tell everybody where they can hit you up as well if they want to come and chat and talk Christmas and maybe talk you into getting those decorations up sooner.
You want to come and tell me about how I should decorate with the Christmas tree? You can find me on the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with 2 E's.
And we will see everyone next week on Floors Truly. Who dat baby?
Who dat baby?